right, single parents, single moms and dads, and parents of single parents, and you love them. What's the number one stressor? What's the big biggie on the top of the list? You know, being a single parent household, it's common in America, common in the world, and quite stressful. For those of you who are single moms or dads or have been, you know. Not only for you, but for the kids. Single parents, maybe you're feeling overwhelmed with all the responsibilities, trying to juggle, caring for the kids and the job and keeping up with the bills, finance. That's right at the top of many lists. Household chores, and then, of course, you got the issues with the ex-spouse and families and all of those things that go along with it. So we're talking to single moms and dads today. We got hope for you. We love you. We care for you. We know that many of you are a single mom or dad today at some stage in that process. And here's what we want to do. We want to encourage each other. I want you to pick from from your own list, what would be the number one stressor that you face or faced? And what one thing did you do or would have done differently if you could in terms of dealing with it? Help others. You ready? Let's go, single moms, dads. 888-888-1717. The line is now open for you. And we want to hear from you today. You know, custody issues, research shows that, visitation with the kids. Maybe you're unfortunate enough to have continuing conflict with an ex-spouse. That can create all sorts of really difficult dynamics in the relationship. Less opportunity for parents and children to spend time together. I know that's a challenge with many single parents that I know, and some of the challenges of wanting to spend more time, but, you know, there's the sharing that goes on. The effect of the breakup on kids as far as their school performance and the peer relationships, disruptions of extended family relationships, and then if there's a dating, a new relationship entering into that family, that can always be an issue as well. So it's like, playing the game of going in and grabbing the main stressor. What is it if you were to take it out of the list of many things in your life? What is the one that sort of percolates to the surface? And what have you been doing about it? Or do you want to just get it off your shoulders by sharing with us what it is so we can pray with you about it? Because you're not alone. God loves you. The Bible says very clearly, greater is he that is in you, single mom or dad. I'm adding that in the parentheses because it's for all of us. But certainly for moms and dads, and I think God must have a special place in his heart for single moms and dads. But greater is he that is in you, than he that is in the world, which speaks of Satan and his attack on you as a person with discouragement, loneliness, financial stress, feeling overwhelmed, not sure what to do next. You are not alone. There are people who care. There are churches who care. We care. Intentional Living cares a lot. And so one thing we're going to do, one thing we can do to help is just share the stories of people who are facing some of the challenges you are and what they're doing about it. Let's go. We need your help. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Shana up in Colorado. What's your thought and advice on this today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thanks so much for having me. I actually just wanted to encourage single parents. I was a single parent at one point, and I had two little boys that I was raising by myself. Their dad was on drugs, and he still continues to be on drugs to this day. Mm. I have a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, and I think the best advice that I can give you as a single parent is to heal, to really get in that place of surrender, submission, and allow God to really heal all of those things in your heart and in your mind and in your family so that he can start something new in you. Years after, I actually got remarried, and I'm married now, and I have three more little boys. So wow. We have a total of five boys together, and it's truly just a testimony of God's love, his grace, and his mercy, and just doing the work with God and allowing him to heal all of those places so we don't continue the same cycles in our lives over and over again, wondering, God, what's going on with this? What's going on with this? If you don't do the work, you're going to continue in the same cycle. And that's something that I had to learn as a young single mom. And I just, like I said, I submitted my will to the Lord. And I said, God, I can't do this without you. And he came through in a powerful, mighty way and completely restored my life. And so I'm just so thankful for God and for his will and his plan and his purpose in my life and just restoring all the things that were broken in my life. And like I said, me and my husband are just a testimony of his goodness.
Amen. I can hear the tenderness in your call. It also shows a little bit of God's sense of humor. You got five boys. That keeps you busy. That keeps you busy, I bet.
Yes, sir. But I'm so thankful for my five boys because they're going to be strong, powerful men that will lead their families and be everything that God created them to be in their life and purpose and identity. And I'm just so thankful that God has trusted me with them to bring that to fruition in their lives. Amen. So I'm so thankful for that.
Oh, Shayna, thank you. Love you. Thank you for your call from Colorado. And we're glad you're tuning in, listening to the radio and to our podcast. By the way, our podcasts go out all over the world. And what we do is very unique because we have a very clear mission. We want you as a single mom or dad today. Maybe tomorrow we're talking about money, whatever the topic, but we want you today, moms and dads, to experience life as God intended for you. And that is not with regret and fear and worry. That is not of God. And you can live at a higher plane as a single parent today. You can. And we're going to encourage you today and remind you of that so you don't get sucked into that abyss or that hole of discouragement that can so easily happen. All right. What's the stressor in your life, single mom or dad? What have you learned? Encourage someone. 888-888-1717. Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie. Good. You sound like you're in an airplane taking off.
You know, it's funny. I actually work on airplanes, so no, I'm not. I'm hands-free right now, so being safe. I'm here.
What have you learned about all this single parenting, Bonnie?
I just want to encourage other single parents to lean into God because He's the biggest thing. No matter what you call Him, whether it's Yeshua, Jesus, you know, Redeemer, He's going to give you the words, and He's the Father to the fatherless. Makes that promise. And so I just kind of want to encourage other people in that. And that's been the biggest thing. But the biggest stressor, I think, is having to deal kind of with, you kind of have to release kind of that control and being able to parent the way that you would prefer sometimes if you have a co-parent that's not in the faith. And so that's a really big stressor for me. But again, it's huge and relying on Him. So
you're a believer, and apparently he isn't. How do you deal with that, though, every day? What do you do in terms of parenting to really make a difference in your kids' lives spiritually?
Being very intentional and listening and being obedient. And for me, I think it's the biggest thing is going to be to trusting in Him and taking every thought captive and really just what was the last thing He told you to do and just being obedient and following His ways and knowing that He's with you. And He hears our prayer. You know, you look at Hannah, she dedicated her child to the Lord and He's faithful. Yeah. So just really putting Him first, putting your children above yourself and just knowing that He's faithful no matter what. And praying for the salvation of your children more than anything else. Yes. As we have that leadership role, we have to take both roles and have that spiritual authority that, you know, women generally wouldn't normally have in a home. They have that authority, but it's just different because you have that full authority as a single mom. And a full responsibility. So it's just a different dynamic, and you have to really surrender is the biggest thing, you know?
And it sounds like you're really good at it and you're working at it, and I'm sure you encourage others today, Bonnie. It says here on the side of your, it says Romans 15:4. Is that a verse that's meaningful to you?
Romans 15:4.
All right.
On the side of my what?
Well, it's written here on my screen next to your name. Must be it. Stephen was... had an inspiration from scripture he wanted me to read, and I'll get to that in a moment. But Bonnie, thank you for your call, and thank you for being the mom you are and for listening every day. We're glad you're there.
Oh, 100%. And He gives Eddie glory because all good things come from Him, you know? So thank you for having me.
Thank you. And congratulations on being the mom you need to be. And did you hear the positivity in her voice, spiritual positivity? Stephen, our resident pastor here, put down Romans 15:4 as encouragement. Here it is. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction. And through endurance and through encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. That's a good verse. That's a reminder from the Apostle Paul that what has been written in scripture is for our instruction, for our endurance, and for our encouragement. Very good. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. You can join us. One thing you have struggled with, learned about this thing of single parenting to encourage someone else, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theIntentionalLife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Here's the total right now. $14,970 remain in that match just through next week here. Boy, we don't want to leave any of this unmet. We're closing out our fiscal year next week. And I'm just asking, for those of you, maybe you're already a monthly member, thank you. And we appreciate your monthly support, your auto giving, for being a part of our monthly family. If you could give an additional love gift in this closing month of the fiscal year, maybe an additional 1 month, the 13th month, or maybe this is your annual gift, you could send it in right now. It'll be matched dollar for dollar for the next $14,970. So it matters. But boy, our time is running out. Two ways. You can call during West Coast business hours. Talk to our team, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do that, you'll be doing something important today. All right, let's go to Dana in Illinois. Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
So I had 6 kids, but right now I just have my last one at home. She's a daughter, and she was really struggling with her relationship with her dad, who was being very manipulative and things on the phone, and she was having a hard time because she was wanting his love so much, but, that was really backfiring. And so I was just really praying that she would have other positive men in her life. And God really answered that in spades with her shop teacher and another shop teacher. And then I encouraged her to do this, but she got a job at AutoZone, where she's surrounded by men.
Yes.
And gets a lot of affirmation, and really the manager has taken her under his wing as a daughter, and they're just, they're not Christians necessarily, but they're good men, and they are kind to her, and they invest in her, and it's just such a gift.
Mm.
And it has allowed her to be strong with her own dad, so that she doesn't get pulled into some things that are no good for her.
Yeah, that's right. Getting the right kind of influence. And boy, that's a kind of a difficult thing to do these days, to find that kind of positive influence in the lives of our kids that might be outside of our own nuclear family. But when you do and when you can, that can be a very positive thing. All right, Dana, thank you. Good reminder. I've said this over the years, and I know a single mom, I get it, single dads, You're trying to be both mom and dad. You can't be. You can only be who you are. If you're a dad, you're a dad. If you're a mom, you're mom. And that doesn't mean you don't try to fill in some of those blanks, but don't try to be something you're not. Just be the best mom you can. Be the best dad you can. And then again, pray. This is one of the things we focus on, to pray for a hedge of protection and guidance around your kids' lives, and that they will have in their lives the right kind of people that will come along and encourage them in the process. All right, let me go to Debbie in Michigan. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
Appreciate your call. How do you relate to this?
Guess.
Oh, not so much?
Well, no, not really. It's my second marriage, and my husband passed about 2.5, well, almost 3 years ago.
Mm.
And we have a son. He turned 21, 15 days before his father passed.
Sorry. And so he's what, 24 now?
He's going to be 24 in September.
Okay.
And my husband passed on September 5th. Mm. And he was born on September 20th. I guess my question is, and what I want to let everyone know is, it was the second marriage for both myself and my husband.
Mm.
And when I met him, he had a home, he had property. And I came to his home and we got married, had our son. The problem is, I never let my husband put it in my name also, because I didn't want to take away anything from him that he worked hard for. So I left it alone until it came to the time where we didn't know if he was going to last.
Yeah.
And he said, you need to put it in your name. So I did.
Yeah.
And my son was very mad at God and very mad at the world because his father was a quadriplegic.
Mm.
So I fed him. I did everything. And in the end, right now, where we stand, is my son is disrespectful to me. And I wanted him to leave, but I even let his girlfriend move in under the circumstances at the time that my husband was.
Why did you do that?
Well, because I thought my son might need someone with him, since I had to take care of my husband. He was in the hospital for 3.5 months, and I was there for 12 to 15 hours a day.
So let me ask you, Debbie, at this point, what is the main issue? You're trying to connect with your son. He's still living in the house, in the home?
Yes,
and it's in your name, and he feels like it shouldn't be?
Yes, he feels it's his.
And did your husband make that clear to him before he passed? Was this something that he talked to his son about or not?
Yes, he did, but our son ignored it.
All right, but your husband made it clear what his wish was.
Yes, that the home is your mother's.
Yeah.
That's what he said to his son.
All right, well, it's a reminder, Debbie, that first of all, we need a good estate plan and just general. This is something my wife and I have done. We've talked to our kids about it. It's important that you have those kinds of discussions, and especially and particularly when you have a blended kind of a family, if you move from being a single parent and then all of a sudden there's another person involved and all the complexity, that you get that down, you be clear with your kids what's going on, and hear their feelings. But I just, Debbie, got to share with you that this is your home. This is a decision your husband made. And I appreciate the fact that you're concerned about your son, but your husband made this decision. This is something he wanted. And the fact that your son doesn't like that or he's upset about it, I get that. I can understand that. And I think being understanding of his feelings is one thing, but tolerating disrespect is something else. And it's okay to adjust or compromise or do some things that not compromise your values, by the way, or your beliefs, or your morals, or your Christian stance, please. We don't need that in our country today. We need Christians who stand lovingly, firmly on what we believe and operate in that way in our homes and our families. But at the same time, we can be understanding and caring and supportive of our kids or others. But at some point, this is something that his son, your stepson, your son, needs to process in his life. Now, if you want to encourage him with some financial support or do some other things, that's certainly up to you. That's something you can do. It's in your name now. It's your decision. You can do what you feel you need to do. But there shouldn't be a feel, in my view, there shouldn't be a feeling of guilt, something your husband did and communicated to his son. And we just can't tolerate disrespect at any stage, from a parent to a child or a child to a parent. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We all have different gifts. Have any of you ever taken spiritual gifts to understand when the Bible talks about your spiritual gifts? Some of us administrators, some have the gift of mercy and hospitality and giving. And have you ever noticed, I've noticed sometimes when we talk to people who support the ministry and they give sizable gifts, and we get a chance to sit down and talk to them, they've got the gift of giving. They get that's the joy of their life, is to share and see people come to Christ through all of the resources. And others have the gift of mercy and some hospitality. We all have different gifts. And I'm convinced that we all have an individual purpose. And again, it's to bring glory to God. To me, this is liberating.
And that's an excerpt from the month lesson that's featured on our webpage today, or on our exclusive site for members this month, on the basics of intentional living. It's called the 101 Basics Class for Intentional Living. Every month we have a featured resource available. It's on our site for our members, those of you who are supporting monthly. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us. As I mentioned, we have a matching gift opportunity. Boy, I'd hate to miss any of this. We only have a week to go, and there's $14,970 to be matched. And by the way, when that's matched, if I'm doing the math correctly, that plus the match will take care of the need for the budget for the ministry for our fiscal year June, and we need your help. I'll just throw it out there. And if you've been impacted and you're able to share a little bit, we appreciate it. Whatever you can do, dollar for dollar matched. Call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do, you're supporting a ministry that's helping people to live life the way God intends.
Hi, I'm Denise, and I was a single mom for about 7 years, many years ago. Two things that I learned from God during that time. Number one, He is always faithful. He will never fail us. The other thing was, when my boys were with their dad and I didn't know what was going to happen, and he was doing things I didn't like and things like that, I wanted to set him straight. And I felt like God said, when the boys are with you, they're your responsibility. When they're not, they are my children, and I will take care of them. And every time I wanted to fix something, God reminded me that they were His boys and He would take care of them. And all three of those young men are now men married with beautiful families, wonderful daddies, and it's all because God was so faithful during those years.
That's great. Have an agenda, have a schedule, have an intentional attitude, set some goals, and go at it. That's intentional living. Let's go to Celine in New Mexico. Hi, Celine. Appreciate your call today. How are you?
Hi, it's Selena, and you know what? Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I just had a little something to share.
Thank you, Selena. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Of course. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I have two children. One's 22, my daughter, and the other one's 5, my son. So I had a little bit of a break in between the two of them, but yeah, I definitely have experienced being a single mother twice. And I the first time with my daughter, I was really angry with God. You know, why do I have to do this alone? It's not fair. I don't think I can do this. I can't do it. You know, why'd you do this to me? And you know, even though I was a upset, you know, childish Christian at the time, he still provided. He still gave us everything we needed, not everything we wanted, but everything mm-hmm. we absolutely needed. And now with my son, I'm able to kind of see why we went through that struggle. Because now there's nothing that, you know, comes my way with my son that I know, you know, nothing that I can't handle. I know that God pulled me through worse, you know, many times. And so when you start, as a single parent, start examining your finances and seeing the deficiencies and, you know, thinking, I can't do this, this isn't going to work. Well, I think to stay faithful and trust that he will provide, and then also don't be afraid to you know, to reach out and accept help from people that are willing to help you obtain resources, and plug ahead, because if you do what you need to do, he will do the rest. And you know, he did that the first time, and I'm counting on him this time. So
Well, Selena, it sounds like you've been faithful. You learned some lessons that first time around, you'll be able to apply this time, and it's making a difference. Yeah,
absolutely.
So money money was sort of an issue, obviously, money and finance and running a budget being a single mom.
Absolutely. And, you know, we tend to worry about our basic needs being met, you know, food and shelter and things of that nature. But he's a faithful father. He's the best father you could ever have. So even if your children don't have both parents, whether it be a mother or father that's absent, you can rely on him, and you can just remain faithful and know that, you know, he's done way bigger miracles than, you know, say you needing to come up with your rent or provide dinner for your child. You know, there's things that, you know, you've got to trust and be aware that, you know, you're not in control. You're with the one who is, but there's no need to worry about things of that nature. At least on a day-to-day basis, you do what you need to do. You work, you provide, you do what you can, and then he will definitely pull through on the rest.
Amen to that. Thank you, Selena. Got to run. Appreciate it. Trusting God. I'll tell you what, we have people who still want to talk, and so we're going to just keep rolling here and record you all as we go off the air live, and we'll share these tomorrow on the show. So we're really getting double duty on our time here. So if you're a single mom or dad, been there, and you reach into the bag of saying, hey, when I look at stressors, this was my number one stressor. Here's what I learned. Here's what I'm learning. Here's what I'm doing to encourage other single parents across America on our radio program or podcast, please call now. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. Gotta run. Thanks for joining us. This is Intentional Life Media.